I know the top of the pole is Kajuk. It's called the Golden Eagle. And if you look at the space between the top and the pole figures, it's an acknowledgement of the caste or the stature of the people that lived in the house. And there's twins on the, as you go down the pole. They have names I've since not remembered. And below that is a raven, and below that is Fog Woman. Fog Woman has two salmon. My mother, Esther Shea, or Tethe, wrote the story, which is accessible. I can't really quite tell you it right now, but it's about the Ketchikan Creek and about the richness of the industry here for fishing at the time of the incorporation of Ketchikan. There was huge numbers of fish. They say a long time ago you could walk across the creek with so much fish. And the name of Ketchikan means under the wings of the eagle. Because of the rock in the creek they used to spray when it rained and a creek got full of water, it would spray like eagles. So I'm just glad the city acknowledges the arts that are valuable to this area. Ketchikan has a huge number of artists, and this is the earlier artist. And it really wasn't art, it was more of a, at the time we didn't have written language, a story that we put on a pole of a relationship with each other. And that was done by Kit Wayne, is his name, Chief Johnson, George Johnson. He did this to honor his mother, I am told. We are going to sing today for the carver, and the pride we have in seeing the care that's being done to history of our people. We call it history atu, which means the ownership of that history. Anything you have that belongs to you is considered your property. So this would be a proud day for the Tongass tribe. And we're the Takwaiti on Eagle side. We're here to be with the Ganakari on the Raven side of the Tongass tribe as our in-laws. We would marry traditionally the opposite group, which is, in my case, my wife is Raven from Yakutat. And here, the opposites, our in-laws are the Ganakari from the Drifting Ashore House. Yeah, I just want, lastly, I would just acknowledge my mother, Esther Shea, who taught and still exists today in terms of what we do and what we say. The songs we've learned, they all came from my mother. And pretty proud of her and all the rest of the elders that were here before us, including the Cape Fox, Sanya Kwan leaders, Panel Denny and Martha Shields. Without them, we wouldn't be able to continue this